This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown.
Hello, friend. You're welcome to Reflections for today. Today's nugget is titled, Honestly Mistaken. Honestly Mistaken. Honest mistakes are almost inevitable in the quest for truth, innovation, and change. Those who've never made mistakes are those who've greatly accomplished nothing. Though costly, we shouldn't be discouraged by mistakes, because mistakes afford an opportunity to learn and grow. They keep us humble and enable us to see reality and ourselves more clearly. Most mistakes can be forgiven and corrected, provided we'll humbly submit to the truth. Our response to truth reveals whether we're really honest or are frankly misguided, stupid, and deluded. For when truth is presented to the honestly mistaken, they either cease to be mistaken or cease to be honest. This is written by Dr. Samuel Cranty Pipim. And for more nuggets written by Dr. Pipim, you can visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thought Nuggets. I am Margaret Abebrese. Thank you.
When you want to enter a house the right way, what do? Do you enter through the window or chimney? No, you enter through the open door. In the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus Christ proclaims, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the only approved way to the Father, our Creator. Today, I entreat you, my dear friend, to accept Him into your life for an everlasting, joyful relationship with Jehovah, your God.
Darkest night, will you hold my hand? And welcome to Security Watch. Security Watch is a program that aims to alert the public on security issues such as human trafficking, armed robbery, rape cases, and a whole lot. Today, I'm here with Corporal Benjamin Befi and Inspector Obri Eboah to discuss important issues about security. My name is Maxwell Echo Smith Arthur, and you are welcome to Valley View Radio 97.7. Inspector Obri Eboah and Corporal Benjamin Befi, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, because, so yes. Inspector, I will throw the question back to you. Mm-hmm. What is the importance of security?
Normally, I want to explain this thing by using from Abraham Maslow management concept. Abraham Maslow is a management consultant who propounded this hierarchy needs of importance that has been accepted universally by a lot of scholars since 1943. Abraham Maslow drew a pyramid, and then at the base of the pyramid, he tried to arrange our human needs, in order of importance. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So he put physiological needs at the base, mm-hmm. that is food, shelter, and clothing, as the most important things in human life. That when you wake up, you must have food, you must have some piece of cloth to cover yourself, and you must have food to eat. And this is accepted by everybody. And in our own life, I think that nobody can debate that one, that you don't need a full shelter and clothing. They are the very important things you need in your life. First, influencer Maslow put security, that is your safety, being free from danger, as the number two. Before you move on to love, esteem, and self-actualization. So, if you look in our life, it means that me and you sitting here, if you have a cloth and you have a place to sleep and then food to eat, the next important thing in our life is
our safety.
Our safety.
Okay.
So that is where the big question comes up. How many of us have ever thought of this, that my safety is second to only food, shelter, and clothing? Because most of the times we think that, even if there are criminals in the society, they will go to Mr. Befi, but not me. Or I will not be the target. Or you think that these things are not, it doesn't concern you. But the reality on the ground is that our security, our safety, the safety of our property, our children, ourselves, our families, our neighbors, is the second most important thing in life. So this program, what we are trying to advocate is that people must appreciate that you can't take your security for granted. You can't take your safety for granted, the safety of your properties for granted, or the safety of your neighbors for granted. But you should know that it is as important as anything, apart from the basic things. The first thing that you talk about, food, shelter, and clothing. If you don't have them, you can't survive. So apart from your survival, the first thing that will make you to survive, then the next thing is, how do you become safe from criminals and from any other danger? The danger could even be fire, burning people, property nowadays. These are all dangers. So once you have these basic things, how do you avoid all these dangers? And that is why it is important for us to understand that when you hear somebody talking about education on security issues or safety issues, don't just change the dial because, what is this? As a matter of fact, this program is one of the most important programs in the country because you are trying to educate people to be safe so that criminals will not take advantage of them. And it's a very, very useful program. If people will listen, and as time goes on, you get to know what the ordinary citizen can even do to help the police, what the ordinary citizen can do to help his community, and all these things put together will help reduce crime. Okay. The state is there to help us. But as individuals, you must also appreciate that security, our safety, is a shared responsibility. That's why your program is a very good program. So that people who understand what they are supposed to do to help the law enforcement agency. The law enforcement agencies are there. But if you don't appreciate what they are supposed to do for you, how are you able to support them? We are not saying support in terms of cash or in kind, but as the program goes on, you get to know that everybody has a role in security matters. Everybody, whether big, small, young or old, you have a role to play in security. So I will pause here for a while for my brother also to continue.
Thank you, Inspector. Mr. Bevy, can you please add some to it? The importance of security. Why should we be conscious of security?
I think my boss have said it all. But still, security is a very important thing in the life of everybody. When you belittle your personal security or you belittle anything that we call security, then you know that the next thing that you have to do is you are going to your grave. Because security cuts across all human endeavors. It's not only about something that you think is security, but everything that you do. When you are living in your house, it is very important. When you are going to work, it is very important. When you are going to school, it is very important. When you are in your car, it is very important. When you join you go to the market. Everywhere you need security. So this education is something that we all must appreciate and take into consideration. It is very important in a sense that when you are safe, you will survive. Your family, those depending on you, will also benefit. The nation will also benefit from you. So all these things coming together make sure that when we educate you and when you accept security issues very well and you live devoid of criminals or devoid of trouble, then all the people who are looking up to you will benefit. And the state is the number one beneficiary. And that is why we have come here to educate our people.
Okay. Inspector, a quick one from you. According to the Maslow theory, you know, people are wanting beings. It means we always want something. We need something. So if, let's say, I need this thing and I don't get it, and I go to somewhere else for it, how does security come in here? I don't know whether you get my question. People are wanting beings. Mm-hmm. We always need something.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am not satisfied with what I have, then I have to go somewhere for it, either through a proper means or dubious means. So how does security come in here?
Yes, that is another angle. But, you know, from Maslow was trying to, from Maslow perspective, it is about, he said, we are wanting beings. We always want more. And what you want depends on what you have. That's what he was trying to justify why security is number two. He was trying to justify why security is number two. Because we also, everybody, in fact, you always need something. But what you need, so it means that, like, if you have you don't have shoe, then you need shoe. Once you get shoe, you want to have a suit. Once you get suit, you move on. So Abraham Maslow was trying to say that as human beings, we always want more, but our safety becomes number two, because once we are able to satisfy the basic needs, that is full shelter clothing, then we want more. But what we want first is our safety. Our safety is only second to our food, our clothing, our shelter. Because if you don't have a place to sleep, it's very, very devastating. If you don't have food to eat, how do you survive?
Thank you very much. It has been a fruitful discussion, but unfortunately, our time is up. I have been here with Inspector Obri Eboa from the police headquarters and Corporal Benjamin Bifi from OEB Police Station. My name is Maxwell Echo Smith Arthur.
For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
Don't you worry, don't cry. My God is standing by. So hush, don't you worry, don't cry. God is standing by. So hush, don't you worry, don't cry. I, God is standing by.
For you and for me. On the portal, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your servant, Nsia Appiah Ralph Jr. Today, our topic is what shall befall you in the last days? What shall befall you in the last days? Our key text will be taken from Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 and 2. And I read, "And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, your sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father." Let's have a word of prayer. Our most gracious and everlasting Lord, we thank you for giving us this day. Father Lord, I commit our listeners into your care. I commit myself into your care. Come and talk through me. Let whatever I say here be a blessing to us and be a blessing to all who are listening to me. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. What shall befall you? Now it was time for a man called Jacob. As we all know in the Bible, it was time for him to just follow our ancestors. And because God, at that time, does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. And Jacob was one of those. God revealed to him that it was time for him to die. And that time, when someone was about to die, he had to call all his children and bless them according to their works. Now, when Jacob's time was up, and we know Jacob was one of the third Hebrew progenitors with whom God made covenant with. In the Hebrew Bible, he was the son of Isaac and Rebekah, the grandson of Abraham and Sarah of Bethel, and the younger twin brother of Esau. We all know this story since we were young. Jacob had 12 sons. He had two wives. But today, our topic is based mainly on Jacob and his children. Jacob's 12 sons were namely Reuben, who was the eldest, followed by Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. I know very well, through the names I've mentioned, Jacob is the one that sounds common to us, because most of us have heard about Joseph. And this is what happened. When Jacob was about to die and called his children, he wanted them to know what shall befall them in the last days of their life. He started with Reuben because he was the eldest. If we are to follow the Bible accounts, he called Reuben, and what he said was, "You are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. If you have all these titles, by now, today, if you know you are the excellency of your father, the excellency of dignity, you know very, very well that you have a swollen head. But because of what Reuben did to his father, all the blessings he had turned to something else. After his father had told him all this, he told him, "You shall not excel." According to Genesis chapter 49, verse 4, "You shall not excel." What his father said was, "You are unstable as water. You shall not excel because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled. He went up to my couch." Reuben went to the extent of taking his father's concubine, even though she was seen as the father's wife. But Reuben didn't care. And because of that, he was cursed. And the Bible talks against that. And all the blessings Reuben should have had just left all like that. Ask yourself, if you were Reuben, what would have happened to you there? What would you have told your dad? It will be something very, very, very painful. But all the same, it has already happened. He had no chance to change it, because it was something against his father. So you should know there are some sins we commit. You can be forgiven though, but your blessings, some of them shall just live just like that. Now, Jacob went on to his son called Simeon. Simeon had a brother called Levi. They were from one mother. Their mom was called Leah. They had the only sister, even though she was the sister of all of them. She was called Dinah. Jacob called them instruments of cruelty. Why? Why should you call your son an instrument of cruelty? They were instruments of cruelty in their habitat. Because if you refer back to Genesis chapter 34, verse 26. Genesis chapter 34, verse 26. I read, "And they killed Haman and Sarchem the son with the edge of a sword, and took Dinah from Sarchem's house and went out." It all started when Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, a prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her, and violated her. Laying here with her means he raped her. And because of that, the children of Jacob got angry and just made an agreement with them that because you want to marry our sisters, you have to be circumcised, because in our tribe, uncircumcised people can't marry from our tribe, and it's against the law of God. So he called them instruments of cruelty. Jacob just turned to Judah, and here is what Jacob told Judah. According to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand and be sufficient for him, and be thou help to him from his enemies." I tell you today, as a son of God, you have to listen to your parents. You have to listen to elderly people. You have to fear God, because it's one of the promises God gave us. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." It comes with promise. Just underline the word promise. "That it may dwell with you and you may live long on earth." May God bless us as we continue to be good children of God, as we continue to obey our parents and listen to whatever our parents tell us. And our parents here means obeying any elderly person. Any elderly person, not obeying only the elderly people, obey your mates, obey your juniors and others. By so doing, God will bless us. Amen. Let us pray. Our most gracious and everlasting Lord, we thank you for the little you've given us. Through me, help us and let whatever we discuss here go and be with us. Guide us through our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.